This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Are we doing government names?
Don't ever say that middle name again, ever.
Marcus Elliott Jones.
What's up? Oh, why you say my government?
Kyle Trayvon Williams.
The government? Wow.
Alexander Richard Joseph Austin.
Whoa.
You gotta do that? Come on. Please don't call me that. My name is Alex. Alex Austin.
Government name.
It's never a good sign when the government name is broken
out. Hey, what's why so formal? What's going on? Am I in trouble?
There isn't, you can't tell this on the audio version of it, but the faces that the guys made when you turn around, especially Alex Austin, Fitzy, 17 different names you got to get to between the Alex and the Austin. But that was from the Patriots social media channels, poking a little fun. And Ted, you can have fun when your team's 7-2.
You kidding me? Absolutely have fun. I like seeing that. I'm not going to lie. It was a little tight, I thought. At training camp, a little tight to start the season. You start off 0-1, you lose to a team in the Raiders that you shouldn't really be losing to. So it's good to see them. I mean, heck, my man Robert Spillane, woo, wound up tight, man, and he was missing tackles. It's just nice that they can breathe a little bit, have a little bit of fun, show a little bit of personality, and you guys want to give your government names, or?
Daniel Vincent Ball.
Okay.
Vincent.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Oh. My great-grandfather's name. What's yours?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Mine is Ted Curtis Johnson Jr.
Okay.
Two S's in Curtis. They screw that up all the time. Fitzy, what's your government name?
Nicholas Anakin Skywalker Stevens.
Oh, yeah. What about?
My real name would be Stanley Gerard McCaskill Jr.
Wow.
But I'm a Bruno because my stepdad adopted me.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. But you're a junior.
I'm still trying to figure out what the point of the Patriots social media video was. Like, it was
having fun.
Just having fun.
Just dicking around.
I had no idea Drake's middle name was Lee.
Yeah, but the look on Southern. His face and Gonzo's face, they were like, yo, don't be doing that. Like,
get that camera out of my face. That's way too personal. We've learned on this show, that's way too personal for Drake. He had to win 7 games before we found out he liked country music, let alone what his middle name was. But we're back here on WEEI Afternoons. Ball, Fitzy, Johnson talking Patriots and Buccaneers. 617-779-7937, the phone number if you'd like to weigh in. Ted, I know there's one more item left on the note sheet. What is that?
One last thing is to be aware of that Baker Mayfield. All right. He is he likes to run around, right? He likes to scramble. He's a guy very similar to Drake May when it comes to that. But Drake May, who had 16 scrambles over his first 5 games, only had 1 scramble against the 49ers. And in the last 2 games, he has not left the pocket because he's banged up. He's dealing with a couple injuries. And so Baker Mayfield is going to be probably even though they're coming off of a bye, I would still think they want to protect him. So you got to make sure your game plan reflects the fact that he is not escaping the pocket nearly as much. And then one other thing, he's kind of been known as obviously a gunslinger, takes chances with the ball. Last year, he had 16 interceptions, which led the NFL. 16 interceptions that led the NFL. He did have 41 touchdowns. I don't know if that led it, but This year, he only has two interceptions. So he's not as careless with the football this year, comparatively speaking, 2 years prior.
It's interesting to see the change in offensive coordinator in the fact that maybe there's at least a bit of a correlation between his ability to take care of the football. But I'm glad you brought up his lack of mobility right now, because for me, Fitzy, that was on display in that game they played on Monday Night Football against the Lions back in week seven. Poking around on that a little bit, he was pressured third most out of any quarterback in football. They end up scoring 9 points. He's 28 of 50, 228 passing yards, a touchdown and a pick, and he was sacked 4 times. That's a QBR of 23.7. So that game and the way the defense, and obviously you don't have somebody like Aiden Hutchinson on your defense for the Patriots, but to me, Fitzy, dialing up the pressure, trying to make him uncomfortable, forcing him to make uncomfortable throws in the pocket. Detroit did that to a T for 4 quarters and kind of bullied him during that game. So as much as you can tap into that, I'm trying to do.
Yes. However, Tampa will have 4 of their 5 starters on the offensive line this weekend. Their line was kind of banged up at the time, and Aiden Hutchinson and company just absolutely teed off on them in that Monday night game.
Right.
Luke Goedeke is his name. He is their right tackle. He will be back this weekend. So that could be a big difference as far as A, Tampa trying to get their run game going, but B, most importantly, preventing the Patriots from generating pressures and giving Baker Mayfield the time to, quote, cook.
I just don't think that the defense, I just don't think the Patriots are good blitzing.
Yeah.
I think they blitz from second levels, you know, so you have safeties and linebackers. I think they're late getting there too many times, and they're just not effective in their blitzing. So, you know, as much as you think this is a good game to get pressure on them, okay, you know, I think you got to make timely blitzes so you keep them off balance, but I don't think they're effective in their blitzing. And I thought this was going to be a big part of their defense was going to be blitzing, but I think after Terrell Williams, I think that first game he called, they blitzed all the time, but then they really haven't as much.
That was going to be my question to you. Is that a personnel issue or a scheme issue or maybe the marrying of the two?
I think it's part of a personnel issue.
Okay.
To probably more so. If we're talking about Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Okay. You blitz when you have an Aiden Hutchinson because he's going to get one-on-ones, right? Do you have a guy that's dominant against one-on-one? Like,
nobody you know, have to game plan for. No.
Right. So it's almost like even if you can send more players, but if they have enough guys to block the rushers, then it's not going to get home. It's not going to be effective. And you're going to leave yourself vulnerable in the back end. I mean, this defense is still one of the worst defenses in giving up big plays, X plays, plays of 20 or more yards. So you got to be very, very careful not to get burned on the back end if you do blitz.
And that issue is furthered as the injury reports are out for both sides. Ramondre Stevenson, we knew, dealing with the toe injury. Kayshon Boutte has been ruled out for Sunday as he deals with the hamstring. And then Christian Ellis on the back end, somebody that Mike Giardi talked about was playing good football, also ruled out. He's dealing with a hip injury. 4 players ruled out for the Bucs: Chris Godwin, Bucky Irving, Hassan Reddick, and Marquise Watts. So on the side of the Patriots, Fitzy, the removal of Kayshon Boutte, who we've talked about ad nauseum, having a breakout year, becoming, I think statistically speaking, the best deep ball receiver in terms of passer rating on deep balls this season. All of that goes away when you lose this player. So level of worry not having him, and who are you keying in on the pass game with him not present?
The level of worry is that it shortens the field for the defense because now they don't have to worry about somebody going 35, 40, 50 yards downfield because he's so effective. If that's the case, I'm going to, like I said earlier in the week, I need a big game from Travion Henderson. I'm looking at Pop Douglas, our vertical slot. And the third guy, everyone's going to want to go, oh, it's going to be Kyle Williams. It's the Kyle Williams breakout game. No, Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins has the size. He's built like a tight end, plays like a wide receiver. You're going to need Mac Hollins to have one of those 4 or 5 catch games on Sunday where he uses his side, his good route running, and those big, sure hands of his to help the passing offense continue. Because if Tampa's like, oh, you guys are just going to go with a little dump off ball control type of passing attack today, and that shortens the field for them, then you're going to have safeties and corners blitzing on top of their defensive ends, and that's just going to give you a face full of trouble for Drake May.
You know, it's interesting. I think you should almost consider going to that Miami game plan. If you guys remember the Miami game plan, it was a lot of passes to the running backs.
Yeah.
Travion
yeah.
Henderson, like, mm-hmm. just get him out and get the ball to them, quick hitters, and a lot of kind of toss sweeps and perimeter runs, and it really kept Miami off balance in a place where it's going to be hot. You know, do you want guys running deep routes all the time? Mm-hmm. How about just getting the ball out fast because of that pass rush? Make it easy reads on the quarterback and just kind of – and then you can possess the ball longer. You can methodically move down the field. You know, I don't want their scoring drives to be, you know, 75 yards in four plays all the time, right? Right. You want to make sure you kind of wear down and preserve your guys and wear them down, but with quick hitting passing game that's kind of death by 1,000 paper cuts. I think that would be a good game plan to just kind of pull out the same one you had against Miami. That was, I thought, very.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Effective.
Well, you certainly want it to be 4-75 if you can, but some matchups just don't allow you to do that. And the kind of pressure rate that Tampa comes with in the Todd Bowles defense, which has a bunch of different phantom pressures and guys moving all around it, it doesn't necessarily lend itself to that. So point is well taken. Before we take a break, let's go to your calls. Fred is in Rhode Island. What's up, Fred?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
How you doing? Freddie.
All right. So, I mean, I know I've been listening, you know, to you guys for the last couple hours, and, you know, and I agree on some of the issues and, you know, trying to get the ball to Diggs and Douglas and even Collins. But I haven't heard anybody say anything about, you know, the play and how important the two tight ends are going to be in this game. If the ends are going to blitz, I mean, you get a couple of blocks, you take your block, and then you run an out pattern towards the sidelines. Mm-hmm. If you catch them a few times, that's going to kind of slow down their blitz a little bit. I think both tight ends, Hunter Henry and Hoop, are going to be very important to the team in this game.
Fred, thanks for the call. Ted, your thoughts on the tight ends in this one?
Yeah, no, that's very true. And I feel bad. Sometimes I just I gloss over the tight ends. I mean, they're just so damn solid. They you know, it's not like they, you know, they don't do anything real sexy week in, week out, but they're just dependable, they're reliable. And so, and 12 personnel, the two tight end set is their second favorite personnel group besides 11. So, you know, I could definitely see, you know, it's kind of one of the, you can kind of sneak them in everything because you're focused on Diggs or you're focused on Travion or you're focused on DeMario, that they can get these tight ends open. You know, in games where, because I think defenses forget about them. So, Yeah, I didn't mean to overlook the tight ends, but they'll be important as well.
Yeah, they're remarkably consistent, Fitzy. That's kind of a mark of what both Henry and Hooper have been. But we'll leave the Patriots talk there for the moment. We'll get back on the 5 o'clock hour with The Drive when we hear from both Josh McDaniels and Mike Giardi. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the Boston Celtics hit the road. This is not the Washington Wizards that you're playing tonight. Mm. A matchup and a reminder from last year's playoffs, the Orlando Magic. Both teams remarkably inconsistent to start the year. We'll make sense of Celtics and Magic up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.